This February, WYXR is growing our monthly donor community during our Sustainer Drive. The archive you're listening to is made possible by our sustaining members, whose support keeps WYXR strong and independent. Join us at wyxr.org/donate.
You are tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis and on the web at wyxr.org. My name is Jenny, and we're here with you every Monday afternoon from 4 to 5, and thanks for tuning in. So we have heard a couple tracks so far. We started off the set with some Meredith Monk with Ellis Island, and that was actually an arrangement for organ, which I thought was pretty cool, so I wanted to start the day off with that. And then after that, we heard an artist called Hatis Noit with a track called Aura, and that was actually a Laraji rework. So I didn't really intend to have reworks or arrangements for all the songs today, but I guess that's what's happening. And then we just heard a little bit of Fantasias for Theremin and String Quartet by Carolina Eich and the American Contemporary Music Ensemble. And we've got a lot of stuff coming up for the rest of the hour, and we're going to move over to something a little different right now, and we'll hear a piece called Coming Together by Frederick Jevsky, performed by Group 180, and it's kind of a long-form piece, so we'll listen to that for a bit. Really great track. And then we've got more great stuff coming up for... It's a loose theme of start of a new year and reflections on the world and what we just came from and what's happening now. So I'll leave it at that. But I hope you enjoy it, and stay tuned for the rest of the hour right here on WYXR.
Hell, there are doubtless some bottle.
Surprise us.
A head. But I feel secure
and ready.
I think the combination of age and the greater coming together is responsible for the speed of the passing time. It's 6 months now, and I can tell you, truthfully, few periods in my life have passed so quickly. I am in excellent physical and emotional health. There are doubtless subtle surprises.
Surprises ahead.
Except as a test of the reaction.
of others. I read much, exercise, talk to guards and inmates, feeling for the inevitable direction of my life. There are doubtless subtle surprises ahead, but I feel their emotions in times of crisis. So am I dealing with my environment in the indifferent brutality, the incessant noise, the experimental chemistry of food, the ravings of lost hysterical men. I can't end with clarity and meaning. I'm deliberate, sometimes even calculating, seldom employing histrionics, except as a test of the reactions of others. I read much, exercise, talk to guards and inmates, feeling for the inevitable direction of my life. As lovers, we'll contrast their emotions in times of crisis. So am I dealing with my environment in the indifferent brutality, the incessant noise, the experimental chemistry of food, the ravings of lost hysterical men. I can act with priority and meaning. I'm deliberate, sometimes even calculating, seldom employing histrionics, except as a test of the reactions of others. I read much, exercise, talk to guards and inmates, feeling for the inevitable direction of my life. In the indifferent brutality, the incessant noise, the experimental chemistry of food, the ravings of lost Mr. Owen, I can act with clarity and meaning. I am deliberate, sometimes even calculating, seldom employing histrionics, except as a test of the reactions of others. Read much, exercise, talk to guards and inmates, feeling for the inevitable direction of my life. I am deliberate, sometimes even calculating, seldom employing histrionics, except as a test of the reactions of others. I read much, exercise, talk to guards and inmates, feeling for the inevitable direction of my life.
What is resilience for you?
Come back.
Adapting your response to the world in a way that assumes that the best is possible.
Understanding what you can do to move forward. You might not be able to change what has happened, but what can you do to move forward to keep going?
Is that I will be able to get up and start over again as many times as I need to.
It's a never give in feeling.
As a crucial component of the truths that the body already has mastered, that the mind has to learn from.
When it comes to people that are disabled, they know their body and they know their mind more than anybody else does. So when other people tell you that you can't do that, it gets really frustrating.
Self-advocacy, I think, is sort of the spawn or the sprout of my resilience. The sort of interactions and experience I have with other people telling me I can't do what I want, and the sort of thing where there's accessibility boundaries to keep me from creating the art that I want or the life that I want to live or whatever. There's absolutely no way that any of this sort of stuff is going to stop me. Whether it's, you know, navigating in the weather, going out and dealing with people in public that don't think I should be there. People that consider it an inspiration that I actually managed to go to a store to buy a Snickers bar.
Being able to, maybe not outlast, but last, has to do with existence. I think to exist is resilience in a lot of ways.
It means interdependence. It means intersectionality. It means you're not alone. It means your story, once it's told and shared with other people, can be someone else's survival guide.
Having relationships that go beyond transactional, I think, gives me the resources and the sense of I can do, or it can be done, which makes me really resilient.
Going above and beyond what you do.
It's very hard to ignore what makes you lopsided in my case. To ignore that pain and to ignore that the way people sometimes look at you and just push past it. So even the word has a particular weight that is damaging, because it just suggests that you have to be resilient.
Resilience assumes there was a before and then an after, that there is a good thing to return to, that you emerge stronger, that there are no negative consequences from a simple misfortune or trauma. Unless you are deemed a failure at resilience because you cannot manage any of the supposedly healthy ways of bouncing back from trauma. But maybe it isn't you who is a failure. Maybe it is the conception of resilience.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Sonosphere right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis and on the web at wyxr.org. My name is Jenny and we are here on Sonosphere every Monday from 4 to 5, and thank you for tuning in. Just going to catch you up on what we've heard the last few minutes. We started off with a piece called Coming Together by Frederick Jevsky and performed by the Group 180 Ensemble. If that's a new piece to you, I suggest, if you liked it, look it up and read about it. It's got a pretty fascinating history. And then after that, we heard Resilience by Molly Joyce from a new project of hers called Perspectives. And then we just heard some Caitlin Aurelia Smith with a track called Thoughts on the Future. Should have remembered that one. Yeah, so just playing some music about, I don't know, I guess with the new year, thinking about time and all that's going on in the world, just wanted to play some music that I thought you might enjoy. Up next, we have some Jenny Haval with a track called Freedom, and then after that, we're going to hear a little bit of the Copenhagen Clarinet Choir. So don't miss that. Stay tuned for sure. And then we'll end out the show with some Tristan Parrish. So I hope you've been enjoying the show. You can check out the archives, wyxr.org, if you want to listen again or look up anything we've played. And also just want to let you know that there's an event coming up this Friday, January 9th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Barkeo. It's a WYXR DJ friends and fam hang. So check that out if you're free on Friday. And yeah, I'm going to keep the music going for the next few minutes. Thanks again for tuning in here to Sonosphere on WYXR. Thank you.
Thank you. if you wouldn't have shown me those things. Why do I